אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות כרך א'.
We are reading in Talmud Esra Sefirot, volume 1, part 3, page Kufnun Vav, item Vav, item 6, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Questions related to the study topic will be asked during the lesson. Volume 1, part 3, page Kufnun Vav, item 6, words of the Ari. The Shoresh, which is the Keter that is close to the Ayin, came out in the Ten Sfirot of Histaklut, the Ten Sfirot of Observation. Chub and Tub expand from Ayin downward to the Esod, which is close to the Peh. Indeed, in the Ten Sfirot of the Histaklut, the more adhesive with its Shoresh is higher, because Keter is the closer and nearer to the Ayin than the rest, and similarly the rest. Again, the Shoresh, which is the Keter, that is close to the Ayin, came out in the Ten Sfirot of Histaklut. Chub and Tum expand from Ayin downward to the Yesod, which is close to the Peh. Indeed, in the Ten Sfirot of the Histaklut, the more adhesive with its Shoresh is higher, because Keter is the closer and nearer to the Ayin than the rest, and similarly the rest.
It doesn't explain anything to us? Continue.
Item 7, the words of the Ari. The Shoresh, which is the Keter, came out in the Or Chozer, the reflected light close to the Peh, which is Malchut, the Shoresh, the root of the Or Chozer. Chub and Tum expand and rise from the Peh upward to Malchut of Or Chozer that reaches near the Ayin and clothe the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar, the Ten Sfirot of the direct light. The Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer make the degree of all the Kelim equal when incorporated in the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar. Indeed, Bechinat Malchut came out first. When the light strikes and returns, the entire Bechinat of the Kelim was even. That is, because if Yesod had expanded before it more than Malchut, it would have been equal with Malchut, although it is Yesod. It would have been so because Yesod would have the strength to expand more because of the multitude of the Or, the light of Malchut. However, it has no merit over Malchut, but because of this Hitpashtut, because of this expansion, it is regarded as Or Chozer, which returns and comes closer to its origin. However, in terms of the Kelim themselves, they are equal. When the light clothes the Hevel once more, and it is close to the Peh, the light of the Peh is greater than the light of the Orzin, since the Hevel of the Peh is regarded as Rosh when it is there. However, when the Hevel of the Orzin is there, it is still regarded as the rest of the Guf. Small item Tet, small item 9, relating to the words, indeed, Bchinat Malchut came out first. It means that in the discernment of the Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer, Malchut came out first. It is so because she is the source and the Shoresh, the root of any Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer, for all that Or Chozer is her own part, which she should have received had it not been for the detaining Masach. Therefore, Malchut is regarded as the Shoresh and Keter to the entire Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer, and as containing all of them. He writes, Bechinat Malchut came out first, meaning the discernment of the Or Chozer.
Are there any questions? Well, continue.
Small item Yud, small item 10, relating to the words, when the light strikes and returns, the entire Bechinat of the Kelim was even. The Or Yashar, the direct light, is arranged from above downward, meaning from Zach to Av, pure to coarse. The greater the Zakut, the greater the purity, the greater the importance. Conversely, the Or Chozer is arranged from below upward, meaning from Av to Zach, coarse to pure. The greater the Aviut, the greater the coarseness, the greater the importance. Thus, when clothing each other, they are all equal. It is so because the lower in the Or Yashar, such as Malchut, is higher in the Or Chozer, as Malchut is the Keter of Or Chozer, and vice versa. It turns out that Keter and Malchut are of equal level, as are the rest of the Sfirot. A shortcoming in Or Yashar is always an advantage and abundance in Or Chozer, and vice versa. Thus, the entire ten Sfirot are of equal value, equal level.
But we have to understand that there cannot be direct light without returning light. After the first restriction, only with the Sgula of the returning light, we have contact with the light. Hence, what we are speaking here of Oyashar, we're speaking only out of the fact that there is Or Chozer in that degree, and this Or Chozer reveals the direct light, Or Yashar. Beforehand, there is nothing. There's not even darkness. Darkness is a deficiency, a lack, that is felt already. Darkness is a lack of chasadim, of mercy. This is already a specific returning light that we are incapable of revealing more than that direct light, however. Well, it's already a returning light, whereby without returning light, without a screen, and without the minimum form of bestowal, we are not feeling that it is darkness. Darkness, it's existence already of the lower one, in the upper one, in spirituality. Is that clear? Yes, Leo?
He writes that the Or Chozer clothes Or Yashar. He says when Or Chozer clothes the Or Yashar, the Kelim are equal. And what are they equal?
Otherwise, how would you discover an equality if you do not possess the vessels to reveal it? The quality doesn't exist. Again, I see today we're constantly hitting the same problem. There is nothing. Nothing exists outside of us. Everything is revealed in what you are revealing. Just as now, you are revealing reality. Does it exist or does not exist around you? Well, it exists in your vessels. Should your vessels change, it would change. So what? It doesn't exist in itself? No, it doesn't exist in itself. It doesn't exist in itself. It exists only out of me being organized in such a way from within. And then I imagine those things to myself. Correct. The metal, trees, stones, etc. Correct. These are my qualities, and accordingly, I discover reality. I construct it. I am doing it. It does not exist. All those forms are called to reveal the holy names. They don't exist. There's only the preparation for it in the Yud K Vav K. That's it. Everything else is us who are revealing those forms. Well,
I don't know if I understand the answer.
Revealing meaning we are constructing them. We are from above. Only comes the preparation Yud K Vav K, the pattern. Say. All the stages in which we are discovering the worlds and the Patsufim and Sfirot, and in which we are feeling ourselves, our history, our world, the matter itself, both corporeal and spiritual matter, but also the Creator Himself. Himself meaning how we reveal Him. This is all out of our kelim, so that in our kelim, the way we build them, accordingly we are feeling something in them. Let's put it this way. Say you have two elements, the desire to receive, two rudiments, and the desire to bestow. Out of them you construct all kind of forms, including the Creator. All kind of forms. But you are constructing them, composing them. It's like a little kid take cubes and build out of it. Well, you have more than just the cubes. You have 22 letters there, etc. But it is the same principle. Outside of your vessels, there is nothing. So,
the things you're saying now are understood more or less. The question again is, he's writing here that Or Yashar and Or Chazer clothes each other, meaning from Malchut to Keter, it is equal. In what are they equal? So according to your explanation now, with that in relation to that question, it doesn't make sense. What does it mean that they are equal?
Where is it written?
Where you can write, you can read item 10 again.
Or
where it writes a shortcoming. The fourth line in item 10.
Shortcoming in Or Yashar is always an advantage, an abundance in Or Chozer, and vice versa. Thus, the entire ten sefirot are of equal level. Of course, they are complementing one another.
What are they equal in? What are they equal in? According to what criteria are they equal?
The direct light and returning light always complement one another. This is what it means that they are equal. You have nothing in direct light that is not revealed in returning light. And the more you have in direct light, precisely accordingly, you need the vessel in order to reveal it. Hence, I said to start with that there is no direct light, rather only returning light. Once appearing, it builds the direct light. Is there light in and of itself? There's no such thing. The Creator that is in and of itself without the creature? None. You're not allowed to even talk about it. There's an upper root called His Essence, Atzmuto, preceding everything. Only that, yes.
From the understanding that everything is measured according to Or Chozer, this is where the question comes from, because according to Or Chozer, there is a difference between the levels. There's one level where there is more Or Chozer and another one which has even more Or Chozer, and according to that, the Creator reveals in one way or another. So what does he mean when he says that they are equal level? They are not equal.
The degrees of direct light and returning light, one clothed within the other, the more you have returning light, accordingly you have direct light within it. I just want to tell you that all the degrees from Keter to Malchut, from above down, are equal. They know themselves aren't equal, otherwise there won't be any the whole depiction. Rather, Or Yashar, direct light, is revealed according to the returning light, Or Chozer. Hence, they're equal in their revelation. What else does it tell you on the brackets? See Staklut Plimit, chapter 3. Well, you can go there and see it. More?
What's the difference between Or Chozer and a Chisaron, a lack?
A lack is just lack without a form. Or Chozer means that I want to bring myself back to the Creator, the force, the complete force of bestowal. Hence it is called Chozer, returning.
So if Malchut is always in a shortcoming, and then its problem is just to create Or Chuzeh?
Malchut is the revelation of the deficiency. What depends what Malchut we are talking about. For us, we are talking of Malchut being the revelation of the deficiency already and coming closer to bestow. Yes, in general.
So I want to scrutinize it. Malchut, let's say we need to employ this chisaron, this deficiency. Malchut, which already has a partsuf, it always has a chisaron, and its problem is just to make this Or Chuzeh.
Yes.
Meaning that in spirituality there's always a lack, a chisaron, a deficiency for bestowal?
Otherwise it does not exist. If there's no desire, no deficiency, you do not exist. You understand it or not? Our world exists in an instant, instinctive lack. Spirituality is a lack you are manufacturing by yourself. You must be in the revelation of the chisaron, chasing after chisaron to the extent that you are evoking the chisaron by jealousy, envy, honor, all those things from reality. Then, from the environment, to that extent, you exist. Once that lack ceased, that's it. You don't exist. You simply disappear. Something was in the air, and it doesn't exist. Where is the lack from? Only from the group. It's a common lack, desire. It's not in anyone specific. Rather, at least in between two. So the minimum is two.
So now, in any case, what's the addition of the Or Chuzeh upon the deficiency?
From the deficiency up to the returning light, there is a process. These deficiencies, desires have to take the right form, a prayer to receive the light that reforms, which gives that desire a form of the right desire, the spiritual desire. And then according to the right, this right spiritual desire, which is the right desire for bestowal. Because what I am asking, even though I'm included with the group, it's a lack, a desire that is false. Yes, I want to love them, I want to be with them, we are hugging, this is all. We need to understand that all that, it's a lie. However, it's a lie, like with the kids, toddlers that wants to be adults. We can't imagine to ourselves more than that. So out of as if we want, as seemingly we want to be in bestowal, the upper light comes and is correcting that desire. I've labored and I've found this is what we are calling, that you're exerting. But later on, as it works upon you, you found it, you receive a desire for spirituality. In that desire for spirituality, it is yet a desire. Then you can weigh how, according to this desire, how can I realize, in what form, in what manner, to what extent, you start being wise, you start working with that desire. How? And then you're examining and see, maybe this way, maybe that way. You are raising a prayer again. Well, teach me, give me an example. Beforehand, you didn't truly want to bestow. Now that you want to bestow, you're asking the upper one for an example. And then he opens up himself slightly towards you. He's revealed. He gives you an example. Well, do that. Like me. And then you're trying. You already have a desire to bestow. Meaning, a viewed coarseness with a masach, with a screen, and then you perform an act that is like his actions, resemble him, the first action. You've done it as if you succeeded, and boom, it's gone, broke, disappeared, didn't last. You put two cubes over one another, but you know how the kids put it, and it falls. It's not quite straight on, one on top of the other, so it falls. So you cry a little bit, oh, why it didn't work out. But there's the force of stubbornness, the environment supports, yes, mutual guarantee and all those things. It isn't simple. And then once more you're starting. Learn from the kids. Yes.
So what is the exertion of Malchut now from the state where she has a Chisaron to the state where she has Or Chozer? If she already has a Chisaron, so what's the addition where now the Chisaron suddenly becomes Or Chozer?
Malchut in and of itself, first the Chisaron, the lack, the desire, isn't the right one, although you're connecting with others. Once the light that reforms comes, then it gives you the Chisaron for the right form, when you truly want to bestow. Yeah? So this Chisaron to bestow is like a toddler that wants to be an adult. I want, well, what is this cry? Nothing. Rather, we need to organize this cry. Because our development has been a gradual development in very defined, correct actions. The desires that do not belong to the true correction by themselves are being corrected at once. This is called the nations of the world. Desires that need to grow up in their consciousness and awareness, they are being corrected gradually because constantly they need to acquire the intellect and mind and the system and having it being constructed within. Hence the correction is gradual. He write it in the maid should inherit her mistress. Therefore, only in such form, because we constantly fall and advance, fall and advance. That's it. And we always receive a form from the upper one. We do not know what does it mean to be still, or in general, the upcoming forms, the next coming forms. It's indescribable. Well, let's continue.
Item Kaf, item 20. Relating to the words, if Yesod had expanded before it more than Malchut. The Or Yashar is arranged from above downward, meaning from... item 20, Or Pnimi. Meaning, even though Yesod has Or Yashar above, called before it, and Malchut does not take anything of the upper light before her, since the Masach detains it and pushes all of it up, still they are the same, as he explains further.
The Seder? Yes.
I wanted to ask, in our work during the day and also during the study in holding on to the greatness of the Creator, where is the Masach? Or Chozer, you explained now, but the Masach.
Masach? Screen? Who is searching? How come you say, where is the screen in our work? The Masach is what comes as a result of a correction. The correction comes through the light that reforms. The light that reforms come if we're activating a prayer, the prayer of the many. For the prayer of the many, we spoke many times, how should we reach it? So what are you asking, where is the screen? Screen? It does not exist in reality. It appears to the extent that the upper force comes to your desire to receive, so that your desire to receive is in a special manner, so that there is an adaptation or matching between the light. It doesn't mean the upper light. It is all light that is on a higher degree. Why are they have those degrees from above down? Well, there is the world of Ein Sof. Ein Sof. Now, from Ein Sof, there are degrees. Where are those degrees from Ein Sof? Where are they for? It is so that if I am on a certain lower degree, I am here. In that degree, this is I. Yes. And here is the upper one. or call it the creator, the degrees are arranged not by me. This is how they are built. If I will ask, although I'm asking falsely, however, this falsehood is because of the gap. There is a delta here between the degrees. And then I could be in that lie, falsehood, like a child. He's screaming out. He doesn't know what he's crying out for. But by not knowing, this is not a flaw, because it derives from the concealment of the higher degree, out of the gap between the two degrees. Hence, we receive, we accept his lie, his cry out, out of unknowing as the right one. When I'm here asking, my request is a request to receive, as a matter of fact. However, to me, it seems as if it is to bestow. This is how it seems to me. I want to bestow, to reach bestow. I'm devoting myself to the group so much. I'm so willing. In the truth is inside. Maybe I feel this lie. Maybe I don't even feel it. Depends what sermons I'm in. Yes? But this is called exertion. Exertion. This is what it means that I, what I'm capable, I'm doing. And it is sufficient in order to raise man. This is what is called I have labored. Hence, later on, there is I have found. I don't even know what I'm receiving in return. I don't even know what will I have. It truly comes as a find. Something you couldn't have imagined before. Suddenly you find it. So I receive in return. I receive already vessels of bestow. So you ask to bestow here, yes? Did you ask for it or not? None. Now you see how, in truth, your request was false. But it's not false according to your degree. You did an action with your 100% power, as you're crying as if for real. Rather, with respect to the upper degree, it's false. But it's out of the gap in the degrees that was created before you. Hence, it is taken into account, meaning you're always crying out and falsely, but you need to cry out with a lie, a falsehood, that is, this is called truth with respect to the upper degree. However, with respect to its own degree, but with respect to the upper degree, it would always be false. Hence, there are the degrees that always you can ask from your state and receive from a higher state the answer. Now, the question is, so why am I receiving what I have not asked for? Well, no. The truth is that you ask as much as you're capable of asking for and being able to know about the higher degree. That's it. However, the way you're able of imagining it, this is what you wanted. And you're not asked for any more than that. Like in our world. If you have a baby, it demands of you, it demands because you owe him. Why are you owing him? Because you are his dad. Well,
so it turns out that the Or Chozer is my false request and my Masach is my true request?
Or Chozer, returning light. You do not have returning light as yet. What are you talking about? The returning light, Or Chozer, is the light of bestowal from the low one to the upper one. It comes only after you possess the vessels of bestowal. Well, give it to... All right, he's got his own.
When there's hatred between the friends.
Yes.
I'm trying to simplify this.
Well, depends what hatred. If these are friends who are working for Chibur, and among them hatred is revealed, This is already hatred of a higher degree. This is already hatred revealed by the light. Not hatred of this world, arguments, politics, I don't know what. No, no. We have to understand that. That the hatred revealed called the egoistic desire of a higher degree that is being revealed. So that the same hatred we have to raise as a prayer, meaning on top of it we have to, we want to connect whoever we are incapable. Well, I hate you, I can't bear it, but on the other hand I know I must accept you. So I'm aware of the hatred and understand that I must raise above it, love cover all sins, and I'm incapable of doing so, because the moment I come to you and want to hug you, I actually feel like strangling you. No, I'm saying earnestly, you have to feel those things. And then, out of this sorrow, then, so I will not be able to bestow upon the Creator if I'm in such qualities, I'm begging for a correction. And then it comes. So both have to be together, yes? Because raising man is called man, main nukvin. There must be hatred in Malchut and desire to reach bestowal from Bina. Hence it is called main nukvin. My water, Bina, and nukva is Malchut.
Is it a deficiency that we were talking about 5 minutes ago?
Well, it is a chisaron. A deficiency. Meinukvin is a chisaron on both aspects. On one hand, the desire, a great desire to control and rule and everything, and govern. And on the other hand, I must do something about it.
How do I create that chisaron? How can I cause? You know, it's a bit absurd that now that I'll have hatred.
No, you won't have that. We're not working on it. We'll talk about it. The desire for spirituality comes from proximity to the light, not from distance. You can develop hatred. It would be corporeal hatred, not spiritual hatred. Spiritual hatred comes from the light too, to the extent that you're longing to reach bestowal upon the Creator. Towards you reaches the light and opens up your eyes that show you who you are. Only longing for the good. We had a workshop about it. Well,
meaning I need to take into consideration, if we're going according to this spiritual situation, so there'll be the situation of hatred between us?
No, you're never aiming for that. You always aim for love.
But suddenly I hate him?
No. You have to...
But I know that it exists.
No, you know it exists, but you don't, what, you want it to happen. I'm asking you.
But I know that it exists, but I don't want that. But
is that you want it to happen?
No.
Well, so that's it. But hatred would come. But so what?
How can I advance without hatred then?
No, we know it comes, but I want to advance towards the good 24/7. Yes. I'm telling you honestly. Do not never think about the flaw. What for? If should it come as a result of me longing for the good, this is the revelation of evil I need to correct, and not some evil that I was told you're bad, you need to do this or that, as it is written in the books. There are many things written about that indicating that I'm wrong. So,
especially when you're in this system, the most classic example is with my partner. You see you rub in the morning, and you go to work, and you connect and everything, but you know that it's a path of spikes, where you know that you're just waiting for the next beating, and it's precisely because of this hatred. Now, let's say if I'm in spirituality, here even, where someone is in the spiritual system and the other person out there isn't out there, so he sees in a way where he doesn't understand what's happening here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to get into your personal life with the spouse. I'm telling you, our path is only heading for the good. And then when the evil revealed, we understand that the light revealed it for us in order to correct it. And not that someone telling me that I'm wrong, as you say about your lady.
But you know that you're going towards hatred.
This is not hatred we need to correct. Hatred has to be revealed due to our exertion in connecting, in adhere to one another. And then, should we, out of this mutual exertion, seeing how far we are from one another, this is the hatred we need to correct. And not that it is written or someone told me that. I need to reveal it due to my, or as a result of my own exertion. It has to come only out of my exertion to connect, and then the upper light comes and show me precisely what stops me from connecting. And then I can ask the upper light to correct it. Only in such way. And with your lady, get along whichever way you want. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the inner lady.
Item 30, the small item 30, relating to the words, Yesod would have the strength to expand more. Meaning the Or Chozer of Malchut that Yesod received gives it strength to expand more than its measure, for it reached by the power of that Or Chozer to the level of Keter.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, to the extent at the greater avyutis, the greater Or Chozer attain a higher degree. This is how our attainment is built. All right, next, ma'am.
Small item 40, relating to the words, it has no merit over Malchut. It means that its entire merit of Malchut is that because Malchut is Or Chozer without Or Yesher, Or Chozer without Or Yeshar, meaning the Or of Histalkut, the Or of departure from Malchut, which brings it back to its Shoresh. Yesod receives its part in Or Yeshar, which is certainly a great merit. However, from the perspective of the Kelim themselves, meaning the Or Chozer, they are equal. It means that after this Or Chozer leaves, it rose and clothed all the Sfirot and became a Kli to them. From that perspective, they are both equal. It is so because all the Or Yashar that is caught in the Partsuf is only because of the Or Chozer. There is not a single Sfira of Or Yashar that can shine to the Partsuf but her. Thus, the Or Yashar and the Or Chozer participate equally in the illumination of the Partsuf. You must remember here what the Ari wrote earlier, that Or Yashar and Or Chozer are both one and the same Or, meaning Or Histaklut. The shortcoming of the Or Chozer is only in that it is Or Histalkut, the light of departure from Malchut. However, now it is the opposite. Any hitpashtut, any expansion of light in general, is connected and depends on the returning light, on the Or Chozer. That makes it completely equal with the Or Yashar, for now it has become Or Hitpashtut, the light of expansion, since it became Kelim. That is why the Ari writes, however, in terms of the Kelim themselves, they are equal.
Clear? Clear, yeah? Equal means Or Yashar and Or Chozer. The more you have Or Chozer, so you will have Or Yashar. I don't want to get calculations how much Or Yashar and how much Or Chozer and how they close one another in return. We don't need to do it now. We'll see later how out of that a Kli evolves, how meaning the Kli of emotion and intellect, how the next Shimot, Avyut, and Itlabshut, in our relationships between those two lights, accordingly it follows. But this is more an inner mechanics that will only confuse us. For the time being, that's sufficient. All right, next, 50.
Small item Nun, small item 50, relating to the words, when the light clothes the Hevel once more. There is a scribe's error here. It should have said, when the Hevel clothes the light once more, because Hevel is Or Chozer that clothes the Or Yashar.
clear, yeah, as usual, as we learn.
Samech, 60, since the hevel of the peh is regarded as Rosh. Because the peh is the shoresh, the root of the Or Chozer, and that is why it is a Rosh, meaning Keter.
Keter of Or Chozer. As a matter of fact, the peh is Keter of Or Chozer, and basically it is the Keter de Rosh. Why Keter de Rosh? Because had there not been Or Chozer, there wouldn't have been the Rosh of the Parzuf. What are you looking at me, Danny? Do you understand what I said or not?
I understand what you said. I can also understand that how it happens. But what does it mean, Malchut suddenly is the Shoresh, the root? It's not understood.
Who's the creature? Malchut, desire. So if Malchut wouldn't have developed a relationship back applied to the light, we wouldn't have had anything. Hence, Malchut is the root of the entire creation, entire reality. Root meaning that after the four phases of direct light and Malchut of itself and restriction, everything depends on the creature, everything depends on the Malchut, how it responds, this creature. And if it does not respond, there's nothing. And if it's responding, then there's everything.
That's clear. This phenomenon where Or Chozer is this order of actions which comes out now oppositely?
Now that it's opposite, rather now everything depends on the lower one. The upper one never wake him up, and that's correct. So why are we saying everything is up to the lower one? Because the upper light awakens him up to free choice. Up to the free choice. He constantly the Shimoda revealed until one comes to a state of free choice. In free choice, he begins as if he has the possibilities. And in that possibility, is either to build the Rosh, to learn from the Creator, who he is, and resemble him, or not. Again, receive the beating, come near, escaping, etc. Again, receive awakening, an opportunity to build Rosh, and once more he escapes it and doesn't want it. This is what we see now in the world. It is really revealed. Each and every moment we receive an opportunity. Well, let's think. Let's start taking ourselves in our hands. And what do we want? No, we run away. Meaning everything depends on the lower one. To build a patzuf now or not. To start understanding what's happening or not. Yes.
Once we spoke about the differences between the degrees, and you gave some kind of description where Keter and Malchut are different, just like materials in our world are different in this opposite way.
Well, maybe for the example I gave,
Now, how here can I understand what's happening here? That the material of Malchut suddenly becomes the material of Keter? I don't understand. Like, this is in continuation to what Danny's asking.
Keter is the source of the plan, of the idea, the thought, the upper thought. Malchut is the matter that wants to arrange itself in the matter, in the structure, in its inner structure, like the upper thought. Whatever he thinks, I want to be like that. Meaning, just as you have a sculptor who take marble, and in it he wants to insert his emotion, his entire impression, the creativity, impression, well, I don't know, all his internality wants to express in the matter. How could it be? Just cutting off bits out of the stone and leave another bit? So what's in it? The clothing of the matter, the form it gives it, not the matter itself. It could be plastic or marble or no matter what. The form of the matter expresses his thought. Accordingly, we want to express in our matter the thought of the Upper One. Moreover, as if his form, how we understand him and how we feel him and how we are impressed by him. We want to be a replica, a copy of him. This is what is happening.
So the material of Malchut, it's not a desire.
As the song says, as a matter in the hands of the Creator.
So the matter of Malchut, it's a desire. When Malchut starts this process of Or Chozer, does it mean that I, or the creature, is in charge of his desires?
No. I want to receive from him and all this Torah, meaning all the instructions, and turn out of myself this form. I'm not doing it by myself. The light sculpturing me. But I need to give it to him. I need to do it.
And at the end of it all, when I raise the Or Chozer, I know that Masach and Or Chozer is a Kli. Kli is a desire. So I am controlling my desire. I create the creature, creates a desire here that of its own.
No. You don't create anything. The creature only allows the upper light to do that image. We can't do anything other than, however, here, by allowing him to do, you need to study him and understand him and accept everything, every detail in your desire, everything he does in you. First of all, you need to know and understand, accept, and desire even more than what he does. This is called devotion. Like, sculpture me the way you want. Next.
Small item 70, relating to the words, but the hevel of the ozen is here, it is still regarded as the rest of the guf. Because Or Chozer that reaches the ozen, which is bina, is the sfira hod of Or Chozer, which is bchinat guf.
Yes, the relationship between the sfirot. Chapter 13,
on page Kuf Nun Tet. It relates, it explains the matter of Zivug Da'aka'a, of Histaklut Enayim in Achap, from which the Kelim were made, plus an explanation. Item Aleph, item 1. A drush, homily, that I wrote regarding the roots of the emanation of Atzmut, essence, and Kelim, that were made of Achap and Enayim, as Reyah, Shmiyah, Reyach, Dibu, sight, hearing, scent, speech, respectively. I have found this in the words of Rav Gedalia. When the Orot, when the lights expanded from Ozen and Hotem up to opposite the Peh, where all the Havalim join, in the place they join, they all have Bchinat Nefesh. The Hevel of the Ozen cannot connect to the Hevel of the Peh, but only at a distance. The same applies for the Hevel of the Hotem, but it does not need as great a distance as the Hevel of the Ozen to connect to the Hevel of the Peh. For that comes Histaklut Enayim, the observation of the Enayim. And the Kelim were made in the Haka'ah, the beating that it struck in this Hevel. There is Pnimi and Chitzon in this Histaklut. There is internal and external in this observation, as there is Pnimiut and Chitzoniut in all the organs, internality and externality in all the organs. And thus all the Kelim were made. Since there is no Hevel coming out in the Reya, the vision of the Enayim, but only Histaklut, observation, only Kelim are made.
We learn together that we have a view, coarseness, yes? Daled, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, and Shosh is the root phase. Right? In a view, Shosh, a coarseness on the Shosh degree, we have Zivug Daka, or not. And in a view, Aleph, Bet, Niv, what do you mean? Yes. When? From Aleph. Zivug Daka, how is it called? הסתכלות דק. דק, אוקיי. Or thin observation. In a view of shorish, there isn't any. It's not coarse enough. So from Bet onwards, we have Zivug Daka. Here is on the light of Chasadim, and here on the light of Chochmah. Yes? So everything depends on the Aviyut. So instead of it, he says, Shoresh, Einayim, Chotem, Ozen, Chotem Peh. There's like Metzach, forehead. That's clear, yes?
There's a question in relation to what you wrote in relation to Bechina Aleph earlier. In the previous chapter even, he wrote that Bechina Aleph does not raise the Hevel of Or Chozer.
Yes, hence it is called fine observation.
How can there be a Zivug Daka and it doesn't raise the Hevel?
There's no Zivug Daka. It isn't considered Zivug Daka. There's no Haka'a, like a feasting. There's no sufficient, big desires yet to have this feasting, this beating, this striking. There is kind of a resistance, but it's not as two things that truly collide. Say you are with Dudi, so-and-so, sometime you're a bit fighting, but it's not a true collision. Rather, there is some disagreements and things, just a little bit. You can't claim that you're already starting to be like, how you call those? Two nuts. Rather, it can't be expressed in words, but this is how it is. The creature does not discover a sufficient gap between him and the Creator in hatred, rejection, all those things. This is revealed later on. Okay. Item 2.
That histaklut is greater than all the above three hevels, because the reyah, the vision, is sod. The Shmia, the hearing, is hey. The Reach, is the scent, is vav, and Dibur, speech, is hey. Thus we have the four Otiot, the four letters Havaya, which are Chub Tum and Naranch. The Reya, the vision, is Haya, Yud of the name, called Chochmah. The upper Chochmah shines through the Anaim. But if actual Hevel were to emerge through the Anaim, it would be impossible to receive below. For that reason, only histaklut, observation, was drawn from it, and it had the strength to make kelim for these three b'chinot. Yud de neshama in hevel ozen, yud de ruach in hevel hotem, and yud de nefesh in hevel pei. This is the meaning of, from afar, the Lord appeared unto me.
Where does from afar, meaning from the opposite quality.
Regarding the other hevels, had there been histaklut from them alone, through a masach, like the Anaim, they would not have had the strength to make kelim. All this is din, judgment, whether in b'chinat hitpashtut, whether in expansion of the hevel, or the histaklut, the observation of vision, reut. This reyah, vision, is Gvura in Gematria, and Dibur, speech, with four otiot, is 216 in Gematria.
Also here it says nothing. There is some below. I see there are little letters, or no? In it, like? No, only after item 5.
Item Gimel, item 3. This histaklut comes and strikes at the place where the three hevels join together, which is Bchinat Nefesh. This is, and God saw the light. The light, the or, is Bchinat Hevel Ozen and Hotem, being Bchinat Neshama and Ruach. Et, the, is Bchinat Peh, which is Nefesh. When he saw the Nefesh, then God divided. which is the making of the Shoreshim, the roots of the Kelim.
This observation comes, strikes the place where the three Havalim joins together, which is Bechinav Nefesh. This is in God saw the light.
Sorry. Alright. And the strike place where the three Havalim joined together, which is Bechinat Nefesh. This is in God saw the lights. The O is Bechinat Hevel, Ozen Chotem, Bim Bechinat Nefesh. Okay. He doesn't explain. Next.
Adam Dalet, Adam 4. This is Taklut in the direct way makes an impression in each and every Bechinah. It is because it hits every single b'china of the histaklut. For b'chinat hevel, keter in keter, all the imprint of the kelim was made in this manner, the external in the external organs and the internal in the internal organs. It did not end before the histaklut struck the place where the havalim join, which is the place of the hitpashtut, expansion of the havalim. Namely, the exterior. From the haka'ah of the light of Hevel to the Or Istaklut, the departing light returned as Or Chozer, returning light, and became a kli in every bichina for the rest of the guf, the exterior for the exterior organs, and the interior for in the interior organs.
Well, let's see how we explain it in item 5 onwards. Probably going to be tomorrow. We have place for a question or two.
Olivier from France is asking, what is histaklut? What is observation?
Histaklut? It is the zivug daka that occurs in the masach that is capable of raising returning light, and in the returning light, seeing the direct light. This is called histaklut, observation. Hevel that emerges from the screen, rides over the desire to receive, is returning light. So this is called histaklut. Yes.
In relation to the lesson, I want to ask, in Zohar there was this very strong tension. What is mutual guarantee, arvut, from me to the friends, in order to hold on to that for the whole lesson?
I don't know. This is something you guys need to think about.
I need to understand this inner movement I do, whether I'm doing it, whether they need to hold on to me in order to imagine this, which direction to go, so that we can hold on to it for the whole lesson.
Need to be searched for. I can't reply that. It is upon you to reply, and you receive way beyond what you need in order to advance. Well, let's move to the next part.
Before the next part, let's sing a song together.
לא נממש את החיים מלא כבר עשרה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשאיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים Lai 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 נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000,
עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו